The man who performed the first human heart transplant has died. Dr. Christian Barnard, a South African doctor, became a global celebrity after performing the pioneering operation in 1967. He died by a hotel swimming pool in Cyprus, where he was on vacation. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In 1967, there were just a few doctors in the world ready to try transplanting a heart from one human to another. Dr. Adrian Kantrowitz was one of them, working in New York at the same time Christian Barnard was working in South Africa. He says Barnard's biggest accomplishment was understanding that a human heart transplant was possible and acting on that belief.
He had the courage and the foresight to do it.
Kantrowitz had met Barnard a few months before the successful transplant. He remembers clearly the day he learned the South African surgeon had taken the heart of a young woman left brain dead by a car accident and sewn it into the chest of a 52-year-old man with diabetes and incurable heart disease.
My daughter, as a matter of fact, woke up. She's on her way to school and she was listening to the radio that some joker in Africa had just done a heart transplant. And so she came running into our bedroom and said, somebody's done it.
Kantrowitz was scheduled to try a similar operation 3 days later. He remembers going out, trying to find a newspaper, trying to get details on the transplant. But he doesn't remember being disappointed.
It was a very exciting time. It substantiated the fact that we were right, that this could be done.
Barnard's first heart transplant recipient survived 18 days. Since then, tens of thousands of human hearts have been successfully transplanted. After the first transplant, Dr. Barnard became an overnight celebrity who traveled the world, meeting with everyone from the Princess of Monaco to the Pope, a dramatic change of lifestyle for a minister's son from rural South Africa. Barnard's first marriage broke up at that time, and he later said he perhaps should not have chased fame so much. But a former intern who studied with Barnard remembers him differently. Dr. Chris Knott-Craig now teaches at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. He says Barnard was open to ideas from anyone, regardless of their position.
And if he thought what you were saying was worth it, he would inspire you and fill you with an enormous sense of worth. And if you were talking rubbish, irrespective of who you were, he would just absolutely dismiss you.
As a teenager, Knott-Craig was so inspired by Barnard's work, he tried heart surgery on a pigeon. It didn't survive. In his 78 years, Dr. Barnard did plenty more than perform the first human heart transplant. He also wrote books. He started a foundation to provide health care to poor people. And he spoke out in favor of euthanasia. Arthritis stopped Barnard from performing surgery in 1983, and he once got in a dispute with the American College of Surgeons over an anti-aging cream he endorsed. Later in life, some close to Barnard say he worried, almost obsessed, about getting old. Dr. Naziz Zudi knew Barnard in medical school in Minnesota and later worked with him in Oklahoma.
Chris was not concerned about getting old. He was concerned about getting disabled.
An autopsy is expected to be performed early this week. Early reports suggest Christian Barnard may have died of asthma-related causes or of heart failure. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.